Right now, we want to open the studio door and welcome in Dr. Carlton Maxwell from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology. He is our special sports psychologist, and we have him on from time to time. Good morning.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing? Hey, hold on. Let me just have just one brief moment.
Let's make it brief.
My morning coffee.
Have some coffee.
Oh, no.
What?
Are you okay?
Why do you always gag on your coffee?
There wasn't enough cream in that.
Okay,
wasn't
a little strong.
Enough cream,
okay.
Yes. Right. How are things in the radio spirits world?
Great. Fine. Got a lot of things going.
I haven't seen you, George, in my office in quite a while. What's going on? I guess everything's going better?
Yeah, I guess so.
Everything's going with the sexual dysfunction?
Well, you're not supposed to talk about
have you been able to perform as you want to?
You're not supposed to talk about
you're
that,
you're very determined. Did the thinking about baseball trick work?
The what?
The thinking about baseball trick that I taught you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
How about thinking about your grandmother playing baseball as a naked catcher? That is always the failsafe. That
must
always
be thinking
works.
Of another client.
And Craig, I hardly ever see you at the office anymore.
Well, I'm doing all right.
Is Ryan Reynolds still making you having uncomfortable thoughts?
No, I got past that.
Yay, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I have had quite an adventure.
Oh, really?
I've done something very unusual in my practice. It is an appreciable difference than what I used to do.
I'm sorry, what?
It's appreciably different.
Appreciably different
than what I used to do. I have taken on a single client. You know, I used to see over 30 people in my private practice, while full-time teaching as well at UTD. But I have now told all of those clients to take a hike, that find their help somewhere else.
Why?
Because I have taken on one client and one client only, and that is Tiger Woods.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Tiger Woods knows that I am the world's most preeminent spirit psychologist. He got my number, and he reached out to me for help, and it's so important to ask for help when you need help. And so now he has paid me a $2 million retainer to be on call at all times for him, whenever he needs help. Yes.
Should you be telling us all this?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you guys because I trust you.
Okay.
But yes, and I've already helped him immensely. I mean, I help him not only with his personal psychology, but also his business psychology. For example, I told him, you have to turn lemons into lemonade, and right now he is swimming in lemons because of the, I don't know if you heard about this, but he had a recent automobile crash.
Everywhere.
So, and now that he's known for rollover crashes, I have recommended that he become an endorser of rollover IRAs.
Okay.
For example, that's just one example. Taking it and turning it into a positive.
Right.
So, yes, I gave him the 800 number for Vanguard or Schwab so he can contact them and maybe sign up to be an endorser.
He's not going
to
get anywhere with the 800 number.
I have also told him he needs to stop watching cartoons while he's driving. He just has to. He has to.
That's what caused it.
Yes, that's what caused it. And I've told him he needs to get back to the basics of not crashing a car.
Right.
Of not crashing a car. So, yes, and it's, I tell you, it's been wonderful. I have enjoyed spending this money so much so far.
Oh, I thought you were going to say spending time with Tiger.
It has been so great that... Ew, hold on just a second.
What's going on?
Hold on. Hold on. Hello? Yes, Tiger. Yes.
Wow, he's taking...
No, don't, Tiger. Slow down. Take a deep breath. Hold on. Hold on. No. Don't panic. You are okay. Remember, you are okay. No, I hear you. I hear you. You are heard.
Wow.
Okay. I understand. Now, listen, I want you to do two things, okay? Number one, just take a deep breath. And number two, just unplug the PS5, wait 10 seconds, and plug it back in. Okay, you're fine. Call me if you need anything else. Okay. Okay.
That Tiger?
I can't get into who it was or who it wasn't.
Okay.
But yes, it was Tiger.
Wow.
And,
always on call, I guess.
Yes, you do. You have to always be on call for him because, I mean, $2 million is $2 million.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of money, right? So what I wanted to...
Oh, my God.
Hold on just a second, if you could. Hold on just a moment. Let me see here. Hello? Yes. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, trying new things is great for neuroplasticity, Tiger. You need it to get out of your rut. What are you thinking about doing? Well, I guess that's okay. I mean, to be fair, I meant more that you should try to make new friends and have new experience and stuff. But, I mean, I guess I see no problem mixing Fruity Pebbles with Cookie Crisp. I don't think that there's anything wrong. But I want you to know that will not count as one of your new things. That does not count as one of your new things. No. Okay, yes. Call me if you need anything else. Okay, ta-ta. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, was
Anywho,
that, was that Tiger?
I can't get into who it was or who it might not have been, but yes, that was Tiger for the second time. But yes, people like him, you know, they're such high profile that they don't have a lot of people that they can trust, a lot of people that they can listen to who will give them straight advice.
Right.
And me, as a psychologist, I think that I always will give him straight advice, and I'm not going to answer it, and I will always give him straight advice on what he needs to do and what... Oh, God, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Okay, but this is the third time in less than a minute, so... Yeah, do I think who has good... Sabrina Carpenter, what? I mean, I suppose she has good boobies, but to be quite honest, I don't look at women's chests, Tiger. Why are you calling me about this? No, why are you calling me? I don't care! I don't care! You're driving me nuts! You're driving me crazy! I quit! I quit!
Wow!
God! Oh, God, he's calling me again! I've got to get out of here! This is ridiculous! I've got to leave!
Okay.
Oh, my God, I can't take it!
Here he goes.
Oh, that's no way to handle a patient.
And he was
no matter how many times he calls.
And he's having so much fun spending all that money, he told us.